We've got some Thursday night football tonight. It's week two of the NFL. Got the Bengals and Browns. Look, the Browns look like another train wreck yet again. Three coaches for Baker Mayfield already. Granted, they were playing a really good Ravens team, so I kind of want to see how they do.
Team they beat last year.
I know.
And didn't get humiliated in the second meeting.
Want to see how they do improving from week one to week two, coming home, maybe a little more comfortable. I don't know.
They have to win this game
tonight. They're going to be taking on a bad Bengals team. Although, I thought Joe Burrow looked very comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, playing against the Chargers, not a great team, but
no?
Still, nevertheless, we've seen rookies do a hell of a lot worse.
Are going to be playing somebody more comparable to themselves, and I have intrigue in this game tonight.
I think it's fascinating.
I mean, the Bengals probably should have won that game Sunday.
That
really was a very questionable.
They did if they went for the push off by AJ Green.
Well, and that was not the only questionable offensive pass interference, but that was to go to overtime. That it was 13-16, so that wasn't going to lock up a win. But
yeah.
I don't know. I think that this is a massive game for Cleveland. I mean,
I don't disagree with that.
If you're a Bengals fan last week, the one thing, they had the worst run defense last year. They allowed 149 yards a game. And you know what they allowed against the Chargers on Sunday? 155 on the ground. So now you got Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb.
Yep.
So if you are a fantasy football player, I would, you know, I don't know who's going to get more carries, but that's not bad to maybe put one of those guys in tonight early in the week, I think. But if they do that, you know, you would think Baker Mayfield, and I'm interested to see the chemistry with OBJ and him and what the hell happens here. I can't imagine. If there's a way tomorrow to hone in, do we have any Beasley stations in Cleveland?
Not in Cleveland.
Because if they ever lose to the Bengals, to hone in on Cleveland Brown fans the next day would be hysterical.
Well, and I almost wonder that, you know, let's say that it's an ugly 19-14 win tonight for the Browns, right? I mean, it's ugly, but they get the win.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham Jr. again, I think that he was targeted 10 times last week.
Yep.
He only caught 3 passes, but they were trying to force feed him the ball. Like, at what point do the style points, I guess, does that start to come into play for the, because
you can't put sexiness of wins into it. I never do that anyway for any NFL team.
But I feel like
people put too much stock in, they didn't win by, not because of the shekels. I'm talking about, forget the spread. I'm just saying, they should have, quote unquote, should have beaten this team by this or should have beaten them by that. And you know my philosophy. It's tough to win any NFL game. I just think if they look somewhat crisp and win the game by, I don't care if it's by a point, it could be 12 to 11. If they look somewhat crisp, I think that's, Cleveland Browns fans can't be too fussy here.
I think that they're upset that they're not a more explosive offense, that you look at the talent there,
right?
where you go out and you sign Austin Hooper at tight end.
I've been wanting to see this for 2 years.
You've got those two wide receivers with the number one overall draft pick at quarterback, those two running backs. Like, fans look at that and go, why the hell aren't we putting up 28 points a game? This offense is good enough.
It used to be, Chris, you could point to coaching. You know, we've changed coaching.
There's so many. Yeah.
I don't know what the problem is anymore.
Well,
now it's going to fall on Baker Mayfield, right?
Yes.
Well,
it has to. I mean, three coaches can't be wrong. I mean, well, they could. It's Cleveland, and they don't get great coaches generally. This is all on Baker now. It's all on Baker.
Also, you look at how many different offensive coordinators has he had. He's got Alex Van Pelt there now.
Three.
Decent backup in his day. That's three. And I remember, you know, the Cowboys went through this too back in the day, not too long ago. They seemed to have, if it wasn't Ernie Accorsi, it was somebody else, you know, that they seemed to go through OCs during one stretch many years ago. It was like, how can anybody survive? So. Baker Mayfield just didn't, that team just didn't look ready to go.
From year one, they started with an offensive coordinator. It was, what's his name? Moved on to Cincinnati. He's an assistant there, Hugh.
Not Hugh Freeze. Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson.
Thank you. Much different.
So you go from him to Freddie Kitchens, then starts calling the plays middle of his rookie year. But Freddie Kitchens, it was his offense that was in place year two for Baker.
Right.
not the same play caller, but it was, unless he was calling the plays, which I don't think he was.
I don't know. Then when he became head coach, I will say this, and I'm gonna make a prediction that when the Browns get blown out tonight, tomorrow, Pete Shepherd at 2:05 says Dabo Sweeney and Trevor Lawrence,
no
Stone Cold Locker going to Cleveland as a tandem pair. We've gone from Jacksonville to the New York Jets. They'll be in Cleveland as of Pete Shepherd's predictions tomorrow.
Well, if they trade Baker during midseason, no, I'm going
to
agree with you.
Well, they just don't have to renew his. This is year three.
No, this is year three. So he's under contract next year.
Yeah.
Now this offseason, Cleveland has to say we're picking up your fifth year or we're not Baker.
Right.
And that'll be heavily dependent on what happens.
Yeah, yeah. And remember, I mean, you had the Jags pick up the fifth year on Blake Bortles, and you saw that AFC championship team kind of fall apart over the next 24 months after that.
Yep.
Gator
Nation says, with no preseason and a new coach, should we give a couple of games before
crucifying
Baker?
Yes.
You know, that's a fair point.
For everybody.
That is a fair point.
For everybody. Absolutely. But they just look so inept. Like, the Jets looked. If you did see that game and saw 27-17, you'd say, "Oh, yeah, they fought hard." But no. Yeah. They could have lost that game 62-0. I mean, that was the Jets looked a absolute mess, and so did Cleveland. I can't really say that about any other teams. Can you? And then you can bust chops on Detroit and maybe Philadelphia for blowing those type of leads. But
no, but they look like a football team.
A mess. There were two.
Yeah.
Cleveland and the Jets. Everybody else looked reasonable.
I agree with that statement.
Thank you.
Also helped out by the officials not calling holding penalties every 3 seconds. 70 yes. Down 78%, by the way, if you missed that stat yesterday, from week one of last year. Last year it was an emphasis. This year it was a de-emphasis behind the scenes, although they won't admit it.